It's Wednesday, September 23rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. A coronavirus vaccine may be on its way soon, but that doesn't mean that people are ready to take it. According to an Axios Ipsos poll, 60% of people say they don't want to take a first-generation vaccine, in part because of how it's been politicized. Margaret Taleb, politics and White House editor at Axios, joins us for how resistance to taking a COVID vaccine is growing. Thanks for joining us, Margaret.
Thanks so much for having me.
I wanted to talk about the vaccine. A lot of people have made this the kind of final thing. Once the vaccine comes, everything will be back to normal. We'll be able to get our lives going again. But there's been a lot of kind of conflict with the vaccine. How soon is it going to come? Is it being pushed out too early? And there at Axios, you guys have been conducting regular polls on people's attitudes toward the vaccine. And in your latest poll, it seems that there's a resistance growing to the vaccine. A larger share of Americans are saying that they're not as eager to try the first generation coronavirus vaccine. Margaret, tell us a little bit about what the polls are saying about this.
We have been measuring since March people's attitudes towards the pandemic and how it's been impacting them. And this is everything from, like, how's your mental health to are you going out to eat? And more recently, we've been including some questions about the vaccine or the promise of a vaccine. And what we've seen is over the course of the past month, a dramatic and consistent and pretty unmistakable decline. We asked several questions, but I think the most important one is, are you likely to take a first generation version of the COVID-19 vaccine as soon as it becomes available, right? Because it's like, oh, we're all waiting for the vaccine.
Right.
So it's available. Great. Are you going to take it? And we've seen across the board, overall, a decline from the mid-40s now to 39% of Americans saying they'd be willing to take it. But look at this, a really steep decline among Democrats from the mid-50s down to 43%, and a decline among Republicans from the low to mid-40s down to 33%. So a really consistent decline across party lines. And this is important for a couple reasons. One, Democrats and Republicans almost never behave the same way about anything to do with the coronavirus. And we've seen this like month after month after month. If there's a split, the most clear split is almost always likely to be along partisan lines. But the other is a very interesting cross trend. There's another number that we haven't mentioned yet, and it's independents. If you were an independent, you were around 45% likely to say you would take this first generation vaccine as soon as it's available, as of late August, a month ago. Now that number has barely declined at all, from 45% to 43%. So Democrats, independents, and Republicans are all at about the same place right now, less than half willing to touch a first-generation vaccine when it becomes available. But the independents have barely moved at all. And we asked ourselves in our pollsters, why? Why would that be true? And the best conclusion that we have at this point, and we'll have data to follow up on this in the weeks to come, but at this point, it looks like it's largely politically driven. Yes, there are some scientific concerns, scientists warning, let's be patient, we don't want to rush things, but it's really that it's been politicized. If you look at what else has happened over the same period of a month, it's that President Trump, right at the end of the convention, began putting out this idea that a vaccine could be ready before the end of the year. And as the days went on, he began to say it could even be ready before the election. Then there was a pushback. Scientists, public health officials saying, no way, no way is the vaccine going to be in the American public's hands and probably not even ready before the end of the year, much less before the election. And that is precisely the period of time where we have seen people's interest in being the guinea pigs on this decline.
And we have so much news around the vaccine and development. All that happened, what you just described, and then at the same time, AstraZeneca put a hold on their thing because there might have been some adverse effects. So people are hearing all this stuff and, they're like, want to pump the brakes on it. My question is, I'm looking at it as far as people want to reopen, people want to get back to it. But these people that don't want to get these first generation vaccines, all that is going to put delays and delays and delays on things. So, it's already going to be a few months after a vaccine is approved before it can get out to the general public, let's say. So everything just kind of pushes things down the line. It makes me question, are people more comfortable just getting coronavirus naturally and going through it than going through the vaccine route? It gets very confusing.
That is a behavioral question that's completely unbounded by science. What we know is that when people actually get it, or when people have proximity to someone who got it, much less someone who became very ill or died, their understanding of the disease really changes, right? Or the virus really changes. It's one thing to think about it in the abstract. Oh, it's just like the flu. It's not that big a deal. It's another thing if you have, you know, had a loved one be on a ventilator or recover and survive and then not be the same like for months again. And so this is happening as our children are going back to school or learning remote. Everyone knows who has a kid that learning a remote is kind of a disaster, but yeah, it's like the best you can do. If your kid goes back to school, our poll found a third of the people whose kids had returned to school already have had reports like within a couple of weeks of COVID illness or scares inside their school district. And so we know that mask use is really important for reducing your susceptibility or your ability to spread it, right? We know that. But from a political perspective, the president has sent such mixed messaging on masks that he has really shifted to a vaccine message. And this notion that, just trust me, like, you know, we'll get through the election and by then there would be a vaccine. And what we see is that people are not treating the vaccine like it's a silver bullet. Like between a quarter and a third of the people in our survey said they didn't even want to take it at all. Forget about how quickly. They just don't want to take it. That's not the majority, but it's an important number if you're looking for anything approximating the sort of herd immunity that people have talked about. So if you can't inoculate enough people, what would be the impact on society? But beyond that, it's these two trends that you talked about. On the one hand, everybody wants to get back to, quote, normal life. And on the other hand, there are real scientific barriers that are going to slow that moment when we can get back to normal. And then beyond there is a real question of public trust. How do you get enough of the public? And people are resistant to the idea of taking vaccines for very different reasons. If you actually unpack some of these cross currents, you might not trust vaccines in general. You might not trust pharmaceutical companies. You might not trust President Trump. And you liked the idea of the vaccine until he said it's going to be ready. And then now you're like, oh, no, I don't want it. Or the other way around. You may put a great deal of trust in what President Trump says and be more likely to take a vaccine if he says that it's safe. And so we know that the numbers add up to a situation of real uncertainty if you are a government official or a public health official and you want science and reason and consensus to guide the day. But after that, that's about all we know.
Everybody wants it to end, but nobody's clear on how to get there or what to do for it. But I mean, you know, we'll see once the vaccine gets approved and then we'll go from there and we'll see how many people actually do come to the table and get the vaccine. Margaret Taleb, politics and White House editor at Axios. Thank you very much for joining us.
Appreciate it so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.